The laws of physics are remarkably reliable. We don't wake up and find that gravity has been turned off for the day, that tea kettle does not sometimes boil at 50 degrees Fahrenheit. But new research to be published next week in the journal Physical Review Letters suggests that the constants of nature, numbers like the speed of light or the charge of an electron, may have been slightly different billions of years ago, and that those so-called constants may still be shifting beneath our feet. Some scientists find that prospect unnerving. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Arthur Wolf is an astronomer at the University of California at San Diego. He often uses the Keck telescope at Hawaii, and a colleague of his suggested a way to use it to look back in time to study very precisely what atoms looked like then. That's boring, he thought. Atoms have always looked the same. But he went along anyway. Wolf focused the telescope on light produced far away and long ago by bright objects called quasars.
The quasar acts like a searchlight, and the light shines through a cloud that's between us and the quasar. And that cloud contains mostly hydrogen, helium, but it also contains these heavy elements, zinc, chromium, silicon, iron. And each of these elements can absorb light of a very precise color.
So some frequencies of light get sponged up by the clouds, others continue on to Earth. To their surprise, the astronomers found the cloud was absorbing colors that were slightly different from what they expected. Wolf says the team initially assumed they had made an error, but it's been 5 years now, and they haven't found one. The colors for each atom were off, but there was no simple pattern to it.
So whatever the error is, it has to be able to reproduce that, and it's not easy to see what that error could be. It would have to be something very insidious. We just can't think of what it is right now. We've thought of all the obvious effects, and none of them can explain this.
It turns out there is a simple explanation for all this, but one that's a little troubling. The color shifts of those atoms can all be explained if, 10 billion years ago, when the light hit the cloud, the laws of physics were different. In particular, if something called the fine structure constant was a tiny bit smaller than it is today. The fine structure constant is, are you ready? The charge of an electron squared divided by the speed of light and something called Planck's constant. But don't worry about the details. Worry about the fact that none of those things is supposed to change. That's why they're called constants. Michael Turner is a cosmologist at the University of Chicago.
It's one of those hidden assumptions from the get-go. I mean, it's almost as basic as the assumption that there are rules, period. And so if the rules are changing, that would really change our perspective on things. We can't rule out the possibility that it would completely change the way we view the earliest moments of the universe, although if I were betting, I would bet that it's not going to change the basic Big Bang story.
If the electron charge has been increasing over time, as this experiment suggests is possible, it could still be changing today. If it changes a lot, the consequences would be bizarre. Electrons and atoms would move into tighter orbits. Everything would shrink in size. Our houses, the planet, our bodies. Long molecules in our cells could start to fold up differently and stop working. There's good evidence this won't happen, Turner says. It comes from a mine in Gabon, Africa. Billions of years ago, enough uranium piled up there to start a nuclear chain reaction, a natural nuclear reactor. And the waste products left behind are a snapshot of the rules of physics long ago.
By studying that very, very carefully, one is able to make very strong statements that the laws of physics 3 billion years ago are precisely to, in some cases, better than a part in a billion, the same as they are today.
And yet, there has always been something strange about the constants of nature. Why are they what they are? Why is the speed of light what it is? Why does the electron have the mass it does? If they are not constants and are changing slightly, then maybe this is a clue to some deeper truth about the universe. Steven Weinberg is a physicist at the University of Texas and a Nobel Prize winner.
If this result is correct, it's the most exciting experimental discovery in decades in fundamental physics. Of course, that's a big if.
Weinberg says physicists have thought about this kind of thing in the past. One idea called string theory, which dictates that the universe is not three-dimensional but 10, predicts that the constants of nature can change and change dramatically. The suspicious thing about this new experiment in Hawaii is that it suggests the constants were only slightly different billions of years ago compared to today. To some physicists, that suggests that maybe they weren't different at all. Maybe this is just a mistake. Weinberg is withholding judgment for now.
I remember when I heard once about an exciting new result, I canceled a trip to Yosemite that I'd been planning for a year and worked with a colleague trying to understand this. And, of course, a few weeks later we found that the experimental result simply wasn't really there. So I never have been to Yosemite. And you develop a certain caution after a while.
Scientists are eager to see if new experiments confirm these results. Non-scientists are also interested. This work was sponsored in part by the Templeton Foundation. That's a religious institute which funds research that could lead to spiritual progress. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.